Good morning. Energy moving our way from the Ohio Valley in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will team up with a low-pressure wave taking the same track, producing mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially from I-90 south today. To the north of I-90, perhaps a little more in the way of sunshine, still though mixed with plenty of clouds, and even in these locations we run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures across the region will be close to the 80-degree mark. As we get into the night tonight, more showers and thunderstorms will be likely as more energy passes through, and temperatures will be back into the 60s. Heading into the weekend, a broad trough of low pressure will establish itself over the Great Lakes and northeastern part of the country. Energy embedded within this broad trough will rotate through, and from time to time, more showers and thunderstorms will be common. This is especially true for the day on Saturday, when showers and thunderstorms will be likely, otherwise skies will be mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Only minor bouts of energy will move through on Sunday and Monday, so this is our best chance for some dry weather. But we do run the risk still of a few passing showers and thunderstorms both days, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. Within that same broad trough, we will look for more energy to rotate through on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, with more numerous showers and thunderstorms, highs still though in the lower 80s, and it looks like we'll finally have a dry day by Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds again in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Ohio Valley. Over the course of the day, models indicate that several broken bands of convective segments will develop initially from Indiana and Ohio northeast to the vicinity of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Although low-level shear is fairly weak across the area, deep shear will favor storm organization as a corridor of enhanced mid-level flow overspreads the region. Modest veering of the wind may support updraft rotation in some updrafts, although broken linear segments should foster a hail and damaging wind threat where surface instability will be maximized. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 4 is located several hundred miles east of the Lesser Antilles. The depression is expected to weaken to a remnant low during the day today as it moves toward the islands at about 20 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Gothic and Crested Butte, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a few scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low, 68, the average temperature, 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 57 hundredths of an inch, which is 2 tenths of an inch below normal. And 24.60 inches for the year, which is 5.26 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high 97 set in 1988, and the record low 44 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy, scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday. A passing shower or storm both days in the lower 80s. A better chance of more showers and storms on Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 80s both days. And a mix of sun and clouds Thursday with highs again in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.